This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Last night, normally when I have Arbalest Quarrel on, as Stephen DeAndrilli and Roger Katz, and Stephen wasn't there last night because he was at Seneca Shooting Range. And he was at Seneca Shooting Range with John DeLoca, and they held a little Second Amendment event in New York City, which is not something that happens very often in New York City. Tonight, they've come to join us to talk about what happened in that. And then Roger's going to join me a little later on in the hour, and we're going to discuss what he and I, the question that I asked him towards the end. So joining me now is Stephen DeAndrilli and John DeLoca. Good evening, fellas.
Good evening, Bill.
Hello. How are you, Bill?
I'm just trying to cope. Tell me about this event that you guys had. Looked like you had a pretty good turnout.
We had a great turnout. It was fabulous. It was about 150 people. And they loved it. They loved everything Stephen was talking about and myself. Like you said, in New York City, it's a rare event that we could have a gun rally in New York City for the right. Second Amendment, for the right to carry. Everybody Stephen asked and said, how would you like to carry a gun instead of in that box to and from the range, but right on your hip, in a holster, and carry it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? They loved it.
I'm sure they did. I also want to mention that also joining us right now, sitting by on deck, is Roger Katz. Hi, Roger.
Hi, Bill.
Okay. I know. I hope you've been studying, too. I hope you've been studying, Roger.
I have.
All right. Stephen, that doesn't happen very often in New York City, does it?
No, it doesn't, and it's unfortunate. We're doing our best to make it happen more often, and John has a great range, as I mentioned before. One of the few licensed gun ranges in the city by design. There won't be another one to replace it unless someone, if he ever sells the range, the license could be grandfathered. Otherwise, what happens is the city makes sure that no one can open up a range in its place. So the fact that John has the Seneca Sporting Range, and it is a licensed range, and it's a beautiful range, we can have pro gun meetings, pro Second Amendment meetings. We can invite pro gun and pro Second Amendment organizations, and John can also conduct his regular business activities, which is, of course, people that come to the range, join the range, and become members, and they fall into four basic categories, actually. Those that want to have a handgun or a firearm, a long gun, for self-defense. And then those that actually enjoy the recreational aspects of shooting, target shooting. Maybe they go bowling one night. Maybe if they're, playing bingo one night or mahjong, and then they say, hey, let's go to the gun range and then go out for dinner. So they make it a social event. Those that are a little more serious may want to get into competition and competitive shooting, and they come with serious, agendas. And then, then there are those that just want to go hunting. And that's one of the things that John was doing at the range, which we did. We did a combination of pro-Second Amendment and the hunter education course, because in New York State, in order to go hunting, you need a hunting permit. And you need to take a 3-day course, and people were there for that purpose, as well as to listen to what we were talking about.
And then also the DEC, the officers came in uniform to see that we weren't just handing out these certificates, number one, and they wanted to see the turnout, and then they went over the rights and some laws, and there were questions and answers A lot of people were very receptive. It was a very interacting with the officers, landowning rights, asking for permission, the laws about tagging the deer, about a lot of different questions. But they weren't just dead in their seats. There was a lot of interacting there with between us, Stephen, the client, and the officers. The officers were very informative. They knew their points, what to tell people, what to do and what not to do in the event of different situations. You know?
You raffled off a gun. What kind of gun did you raffle off?
Just a .22 Marlin. But on the next night, did I tell you, Bill, we're doing another one on the 18th? On Monday
yes.
night next week, we're going to have another. Yes. Okay. And that one, we're going to do a side-by-side shotgun. So anybody wants to stop by and have some food. Did I tell you about the food, Bill? We had 2 6-foot heroes, macaronis, hot potatoes. Everybody loved the food. A lot of water, a lot of soda, no liquor, no drinking. But everybody loved the food. I mean, that went crazy. And then on top of that, so this coming up, we're going to have a side-by-side shotgun and a lot of food. So anybody wants to stop by and just look at our range. I told you about the range, right? It's all carpeted and nice granite countertops, all oak, but nice, clean, very clean. No lead in the range. We clean out the lead every month. No brass on the floor. The floor, I vacuum the range floor. That's how clean. And we mop it down and scrub it down every week.
I can only imagine how many regulations you have to face in New York City operating a gun range.
Oh, it's unbelievable. John is real good at that. John makes sure that everything is totally above board. And it's a great family location as well.
Bill, you wouldn't believe one time, about a few months ago, they sent down the Board of Health. I said, what? This is not a restaurant. They went to every gun range about lead and this and that, and because they did mine, and the girls that did the CSI test with the tape, and they said, your range is the cleanest range in New York City, and we're going to use your bathroom because it's immaculate. She goes, every other range, we almost closed down three of them. I can't mention the names on the radio, but we literally were this close, Bill, because how much lead they had. They actually closed them down for a month, one of them. They said, take out all the lead, clean it off, paint it off. They said, do you know where your lead is condemned? It's on your remote, on your VCR, on your TV. He goes, otherwise you have no lead on the floor and the walls in the bathroom. They did a test with the tape and CSI thing. I said, are you kidding me? No, your remote control had the most contamination.
Those of you that might be in New York City, Seneca Range, SenecaSportingRange.com. Hours of operation Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And they can get you your gun license. Safe and knowledgeable firearms training for over 30 years with John DeLuca there. And before that, I guess, with Stephen, prior to John being there. We're coming up on the first break. When we get back, I want to know what the people were telling you guys, what the people that showed up at this event, besides the cops that showed up to make sure that you were dotting the I's, crossing the T's, I want to hear what they had to say, because for them coming to you, I mean, you guys are like, you know, I'm like you. If you come to my state, me and you, we're carrying the same kind of things, probably. If I come to your state and, you know, I get out there and I were to come to one of those events where I can't touch a gun, but I can get out there and tell stories, they're going to be looking at me like I'm some, yarn spinner of some sort. And they're going to be fat. So I want to hear what they have to say. Arbalest Quarrel, of course, Stephen and Roger are featured writers at amoland.com, at, of course, arbalestquarrel.com. Seneca Shooting Range. Now, this is a place that sooner or later I'm going to be at. I won't be able to do anything, but I can watch, and I can stick a 6-foot hero in the front of my jacket. I don't know, but this is the kind of thing we need. We need more of this kind of outreach with people, because these are the ones that vote these politicians in. And it sort of begins a movement when you get out there and do this kind of grassroots thing. Just ask those people in Colorado how that worked out. This is the beginnings of an idea. We'll be right back. Roger Katz, Stephen D'Andrilli, John DeLuca. This is Lock and Load. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. First half of this hour tonight, I'm talking to Stephen DeAndrelli and John DeLoca last night at Seneca Sporting Range Shooting Range. They held a little event where people got to come in there and they got to ask questions of these two gentlemen. What kind of things were you hearing from the crowd? John, you tell me something that you heard from the crowd.
Well, the feedback was this. besides getting able to have a rifle shotgun license, I know that sounds weird to other people, you don't need it for that, and having a handgun license to go to the range only, Stephen and I planted the seed, the starting point, like the starting line, that now is the time that a full carry license with the reciprocity might come into play. And you have to call your senators, call your congressmen, and tell them that you vote for them. Stephen made it very clear. He even gave them their phone number, how to operate it on the website, and navigate right to the gentleman to tell your views and opinions. And they were positive. Everybody was at a plus side. Everybody was, you really think this is going to happen? Well, it's not going to happen overnight, and it's not going to happen without your help. You have to make the initiative and make that phone call. Tell them what's on your mind. Tell them that we voted you in. We can vote you out. If you're not a gun guy, we'll find somebody else to do the job. But it was all positive. Not any saying, oh, you know. Did I ever tell you, Bill, that the amount of people in New York City, a million might not even be able to get it because they have mental problems. Another million might not be able to because they can't afford the license. Another million might want to, they don't even want it. You follow me? They're not even gunners. That some people don't like pizza and a Coke.
Right.
So I think one police plaza will be open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, just on the renewals. Because how many people we have, Stephen, in New York?
Oh, it's, 7 to 14 million, depending upon how many live here and how many come in and out of the city to do business.
So when Stephen was saying that if you have a Utah license or a Florida license, get a carry license. Even if you have a target premise license, now is the time to get an out-of-town valid carry license. So when push comes to shove with the reciprocity, they're not going to be able to box you off the board, to box you out, right?
But I wouldn't think so. I would be trying to preposition.
Well, you know what? Roger's going to talk about the details of reciprocity and national carry. But John, what I'm saying is it's certainly a good idea to get a carry license in states where you can do so without actually being a resident. And it's
like backing up your bet on a crap table. It's like backing up your bet on the crap table. I'm going to say no 4, no 10. And if you have this and that, now you have both A and B.
Well, I would think it's a mitigating circumstance. We know, though, that the state, certain states, and let's use New York City as the example, but it's not only New York City or New York State. It's also Los Angeles, San Francisco, and the state of California. It's the state of Oregon. It's the state of Washington, Seattle, the city of Seattle and the state of Washington. So all of the Pacific West Coast and from New York or New Jersey and New York north up the eastern coast. Those states are going to say that they're going to fight it. But you know what? I would think that you'd be in a better position as a law-abiding citizen if you hold a carry permit, a concealed carry permit, in a state, and then another state is not allowing you. I would think that argument would give you a better grounds than if you had no carry permit at all. So, yes, right. I would certainly tell people, get a permit now while you can, and let's start putting pressure on our elected officials. And just like you said, John, we have to tell them point blank, because it's the only way they understand. We vote. We vote, and not only do I have a vote, but usually, you know, my wife and I, we vote together. And then I have children that vote because they're adults. And then I have a family that I meet with, and, you know, during holidays and all, and we talk. And basically, when you have one vote, you really basically have, you know, 10 or 20 votes. So these politicians have to know that we're going to vote you in, like you said, John, or vote you out.
So not to get off the question, let Roger take care of the legal stuff, and we'll talk about all positive, Bill, all positive and smiles on their faces.
Well, we got about 3 minutes left of positive.
Yes, and it's not going to happen overnight. He made it very clear, without your help, collectively putting, working together, like you said earlier, Bill, it's an idea and it starts here.
I would imagine that the idea that, you know, one of the things that I think when I talk, when we hear about like the New York trigger for New York City cops, one thing that I've put out to a few people that are like, why do they have that? People in New York that would be coming up, you know, they grow up in New York City, they don't have, they're not taken out to the woods, they don't grow up with guns because they're illegal. So when they finally get into the profession of being a cop, in order to make up for that lack of expertise and technique, they've tried to overcome that by having a trigger pull that's three times the weight of the weapon when it's loaded. And I don't think people quite quite fathom what that really means for everybody in New York City. I mean, for you guys know how to handle guns and everything, but around here you would be a dime a dozen. Up there, you're like gold nuggets sitting in a mud bank. I mean, you're just exceptional, and that's what's got to change.
Because Steve and I shoot every day too. We
that's right. That's right.
Locations.
That's right.
We take it serious. So we take it serious on safety, passing people on the knowledge about safety, loading and unloading. Figure, but the concept is, if you don't practice, you lose it. If you don't know, learn. You know,
it's a perishable skill. It's a perishable skill, no doubt about it. And of course, with the shooting range, if that were to come about, then I'm sure I'm almost certain business booms there now. I can't imagine you'd have to hire some people, John.
We're getting there. We're talking about that now. That we want to expand the team, and it's also again to find the right instructors as well to qualification and to it's a sorting through the haystack. And you don't want to just
give that. I told John he could keep that range open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, then the neighbors are not going to like you. The noise, what's the word? Sound abatement law.
We'll have to get the bill to the suppressor bill passed so that we can put suppressors on the guns.
That made it out of committee today.
Hey, Bill, I'm going to say goodnight to you guys and all your listeners. I'm going to miss you until next time, but I'm going to let Roger have his say now. And thank you for having me on the program, guys.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a nice night, Steven. Bye-bye.
We're going to be right back. When we get back, we're going to go into the legal status of certain things, questions asked last night, stuff such as that. My guest now, John DeLoca and Roger Katz of Arbalest Quarrel. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. The design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Tonight. This is Lock and Load. Now, tonight, we just heard about all of these people in New York City. They're starting to come forward. They want to participate in the Second Amendment right. One of the only things they don't, but really, truly, the only thing they don't get to participate in New York City, as far as I know. But last night, I was having a discussion with the legal mind behind Arbalest Quarrel. And the question I put forward was, should there not be a constitutional template put in place that all of these states have to listen to and abide by when it comes to the Bill of Rights? And why is the Second Amendment the only one that is subject to local regulation? And some other stuff, too. And joining me now to address that particular part of the topic is Roger Katz of Arbalest Quarrel. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Question in mind, and I did a little research. It's actually very profound. But it isn't simply the Second Amendment that is constantly under state supervision and regulation. There's a number of items, hundreds. But what I found very interesting, I took a look at some law review articles, and what came to mind, because you brought up the example of an individual who has a license to carry a gun in one state, and then goes to a state such as New Jersey and is not aware, let's say, that that person carrying the firearm issued illegally by his own resident state is not accepted in a state like New Jersey. In fact, it's criminal. for that individual to carry a gun without a New Jersey license, assuming he can get one, which is would be next to impossible. So he's arrested, and he's charged with either a serious misdemeanor or conceivably a felony. And why is that? Well, what we have and the problem that we come up against that creates the paradox or the dilemma that we face is this concept of federalism. And the concept of federalism basically is predicated on the notion of dual sovereignty that I mentioned last night. The idea that, well, we have the United States, a union of 50 separate states, and then we have the states themselves. Now, the states have given up certain rights, but they haven't given up all of them. And the ones that they haven't given up, or to the extent that the Constitution does not set forth specific regarding the federal government, which is limited in terms of its authority, well, the states can go on their merry way. So each state has the right to make its own law, but only to the extent that there isn't federal preemption. And the problem that we run into is that justices on the Supreme Court and lower judges on the Court of Appeals and on the district court tend to utilize their own predilection, their own philosophy in making their argument for or against the plaintiff. And there's no rhyme or reason. They'll take a very hard stance on a fundamental right, like the right of the people to keep and bear arms under the Second Amendment, and they'll argue that, well, we'll balance the rights of the individual to exercise the bearing and keeping of firearms against those of the state that is concerned, let's say, with public safety. All right? And,
well, okay, let's look at that. Let's just look at that part of it where they're talking about public safety. And let's apply that to Chicago, where they're talking all the time about we do this for public safety. And yet, Chicago is called Chirac, Mogadishu on the Michigan. Because it's getting worse. It's getting worse now. They're coming uptown. They've discovered, hey, the really nice cars are up there uptown where all the nice people are. So let's go up there and go jack us a couple of Audis. And that's because, and it will come to the people that, you know, look, they're better dressed and better educated. And it has nothing to do with public safety. I've never had anybody explain to me one gun control law that stopped a killing.
And you're absolutely right. The problem is that the state always utilize that as an argument because they know that if the particular firearm regulation is challenged, the courts will look to their argument for public safety or their rationale, and that's all it is.
But based upon that pretext, and based on, like I was talking about last night with Roe versus Wade, which is the template by which all of these is operate under, which the law of the land. Didn't Heller and McDonald already establish that? And I know the other courts like the Fourth and the Ninth, they monkey around with that. They don't adhere to it. I get that part of it. I'm not one that sits back and says, I think the judges should be making these decisions because I think that's a little bit too much power for those robed wonders.
Well, you're absolutely right. And Justice Scalia would have agreed with you. And he said so in a number of decisions, not least of all, this Obergefell case. Remember that?
Yeah.
About two gay individuals. Actually, there were more plaintiffs in that case. And they wanted their union to be recognized in Ohio. Now, states like Ohio and Tennessee and several others, in fact, originally, I think there was about a vast majority, would not recognize same-sex marriage. And that was overthrown. That notion was basically put to rest through the Obergefell decision, which was penned by not by any of the liberal wing justices, but by a conservative wing, or ostensibly a conservative wing justice, Justice Kennedy, who also decided a case a couple years before that, the Windsor case, that dealt with two gay women. And one of those individuals died, and the other one wanted to be able to take advantage of her estate without paying a state tax. And their union was not recognized. And Kennedy said, well, it has to be. Basically, this is the problem. You have justices and judges creating a fundamental right where there doesn't exist one, and then denying the existence of a federal right, a constitutional right, where there is one. And so you had Kennedy basically creating a right of marriage between two same-sex individuals.
Right.
And there's nothing in the Constitution, or in our history, for that matter, that would recognize that. There was no precedent for it. And Scalia and Robert and Thomas, they took Kennedy and the other majority justices to task on this.
Let me get you to hold right there. You're in the New York area and you're looking to go shoot, and you've gone through all of the stuff that you have to do, then you need to go to Seneca Shooting Range. Go check out what John's got going on there. It sounds clean. It sounds very nice. And it's one of a kind. And then, if you need to ask a few questions about things having to do with legal stuff, policy, everything coming up, check out Arbalest Quarrel. There you'll find the writings of my other guest, Roger Katz. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Earlier this evening, I was talking with Stephen D'Angeli and John DeLoca about an event they had, and they're going to have another one on the 18th. Is that right, John?
Yes, sir. 18th on Monday night. Be there, stop by, have some food, get some raffles, check out the range, and we're going to have another little sit down, talk around, and ideas, share ideas. So don't forget to stop by and see us here. When Roger was talking about this couple that got married, they won because they turned around and said they were different, or they were different. They approved that, right, because they were different. So why don't we use the same argument that gun people are different? If it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. There are people that don't like guns or want carry like a gun, but use the same. We'll take the different, fall under that category.
Well, I mean, Roger, the history of the Sullivan Act in New York, wasn't that primarily to disarm civilians so that the gangs would have guns?
Well,
no, years ago on Tammany Hall when the Italians and the WAP, they didn't want them bringing guns and knives.
Right.
It was discriminating against ethnic groups. It was discriminating against, I guess, originally the Irish, the Italians. Right, right. Just as through the years since discrimination against African Americans. And the odd thing about that is that you have the liberals getting the African Americans on the bandwagon to basically destroy the very right that was so hard fought for them, the right to keep and bear arms. And we would defend the right of African Americans as long as they're law-abiding, just as the case is with any other ethnic group in this country. Actually, John did raise a good point about the case of gay marriage that Obert Geffel was all about. And the argument that is promoted there would actually give support to the Second Amendment. The funny thing is that if Obert Geffel is creating out of whole cloth a fundamental right for gay people to marry and predicate that on substantive due process under the 14th Amendment and under equal protection, because the Equal Protection Clause doesn't apply in that context. They have no right to get married, and yet you had basically a court-made rule that said that they do. And that actually destroyed federalism. Basically, Justice Kennedy said, we're not going to wait for Congress to act. We're not going to allow the states to act. We're just going to say that as a matter of my own philosophical feelings about...
Common sense.
Yeah, well, gay marriage, we're going to say that they have a right to marry, and every state has to recognize that. So that destroys federalism.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What happens at some point, because this is going to happen sooner or later, since the election of Trump, everything's changed. Good or bad. I happen to think it's good. Sooner or later, there's going to be somebody in government in a very high position. It might be a president. It might be Trump. Who's going to look at them, and when they say, this is the law of the land, and he's going to say, or what? Because what do the justices have to enforce everything that they pass down?
Well, the only enforcement, there's no military or police enforcement that the executive alone has in its bag of tricks.
Yep.
And it doesn't have the purse strings like Congress. So it's really predicated on this notion of the fact that we are a nation that's ruled by law and not men, and that we would honor that. We see in certain countries how the courts are basically taken apart by the by dictators. And still the Supreme Court is a co-equal branch of government. But the problem is we see it with Obama. Remember, Obama was treading on the prerogative of Congress,
sure,
to legislate, essentially create an edict, which has haunted us now. And Trump is simply making the argument, which Obama himself made years before, that his duty is to faithfully execute the laws that Congress makes and not to make any laws himself. But then he goes ahead and does the same thing. He feels that he's going to legislate because, according to him, it's the right thing to do. So he basically utilizes his personal concept of morality to trump constitutional law. And the Second Amendment is really the thing that I think, after all is said and done with this amnesty for illegals, and on Tucker Carlson last night, it was very interesting to hear that, for example, what was it, College Park, Maryland, or it was in the D.C. area, had enacted a rule or an ordinance that gives the right to vote in local elections to illegal immigrants. And obviously they would be pushing to have this produced in law nationwide. Well, what does that do to the whole concept of being a citizen? It basically throws it, you know, out of the water. It doesn't exist anymore. Basically, to be an American and to, it's almost like anything goes, except when it comes to the Second Amendment. And that's the thing that is so bizarre, where you have a fundamental right, and yet it's the one that seems to be the most difficult to see exercised. And,
you're much kinder about that than I am, Roger. I don't call that bizarre. I just call this the new normal. This is years of media conditioning. This is years of Democrats being in charge. This is years of the gamesmanship that you got these rhinos playing, where they get out there and they're exempt from everything anyway. They're exempt from all of this stuff. They would own all of these things they would have banned. They're exempt from everything anyway. So I want to do things the nice way, but I'm very afraid that given the way things are going right now, especially since we have the advent of Antifa, that it's going to be one of those things where we have no choice but to get sort of rowdy with these people. And I guess time will tell. I hope I'm wrong about that. I hope I am wrong about that.
Well, our ace in the hole, really, is Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And the fact that he is president of the United States instead of Hillary Clinton, who's off raging and fuming and promoting her book about why or how it is that she happens to lose the election.
Yeah, that's going to be in the fiction section. That'll be in the fiction section of the.
It should be in the the new age section, I guess.
We got just a couple of minutes here left in the segment, Roger. Let me let John give the details to the event at Seneca Range real quick, if I may.
Sure.
John, go.
Sure.
Okay, so on Monday night, on the 18th, we're going to have another little rally going on. We're going to be raffling off guns. We're going to have the hunter safety class going on. We're going to have food. And we're going to be raffling off the side-by-side shotgun. But just come see it. Come get involved. Spend some time. Think tank your ideas. And stop by. I enjoyed it tonight with you guys. Roger, Bill.
Stay
well. And I don't think we're going to have to get loud. I don't think we're going to have to get... I think we're just going to have to get up in their face and say, isn't it odd that, let's say, Chucky Schumer, let's say a senator, all these guys that write the law are anti-gun, but yet they carry guns.
Yep.
Gee, isn't that the pot calling the kettle black? I can carry a gun, but you can't?
Yeah.
Don't do as I do as I say?
Yeah.
No, you
yeah.
can't carry it. You know?
Roger, you and I, between now and next Wednesday, I will be touching base with you because I want to have a nice, long discussion this coming Wednesday. But thank you for joining me this evening as well. Thank
sure.
you, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Thanks Bill, for having me on.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is looming on the horizon. Later on, third hour, we're going to be joined by John Farman of Defensive Training International. He's the guy that writes at Ammo Land. He's my favorite writer. When it comes to the kind of stuff he talks about, nobody talks about what he talks about. This is Lock and Load. You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.